If I were an informer, who would I inform on? You? How could you become involved with such shameful, idiotic chatter? You, a member of the Central Organization? What a triumph for Stavrogin!
Excuse me, but you seem to see me as a sort of sun, and yourself as an insect by comparison. That was clear from your letter in America.
Answer my question. Are you a member of the Central Organization?
With pleasure. Strictly speaking, I don't belong to the organization at all. I never have. I've much more right than you have to leave them, because I never joined them. From the very beginning, I told them I wasn't one of them, and that if I happened to help them, it was simply by chance, as a man with nothing else to do. I took some part in helping them reorganize their new plan, but that was all. But now they've made up their minds that it would be dangerous to let me go, and I believe my card is marked too.
Oh, they've nothing to do but dole out death sentences, and all by means of sealed papers signed by 3.5 men. And you think they have any real power?
Well, you're partly right and partly wrong. I'm sure that its power can be exaggerated if few men can magnify its size and significance. As far as I can see, the only member is Peter Verhovensky, though he modestly admits that he's only an agent for them. But their central idea is not without teeth. They are connected to a global movement. As for their intentions here, the movements of our Russian organization are something so obscure and almost always surprising that really they might try anything. Notice that Peter is a stubborn man.
He's a crawling insect, a buffoon who understands nothing about what's going on in Russia.
You don't really know him. It is true that none of them understand much about Russia, but not much less than you and I. Besides, Peter is an enthusiast.
An enthusiast?
Oh, yes. There is a point when he ceases to be a buffoon and becomes a madman. You remember your own phrase? Do you know how powerful a single person can be? Don't laugh. He's quite capable of pulling a trigger. They're convinced that I'm an informer too. As they don't know how to do things themselves, they enjoy accusing people of being informers.
But you're not afraid, are you?
No, I'm not very much afraid. But your situation is quite different. I'm warning you so you're aware of it. And I wanted to ask you one quite irrelevant question. I've heard that you have some influence over Maria and that she enjoys hearing you talk. Is that true?
Yes, she listens to...
In a day or two, I intend to announce our marriage publicly.
Are you joking?
Why are you reacting this way? There'll be no problem. The marriage took place in Petersburg, all perfectly legal. I've not made it known till now simply because the witnesses, Peter, Kirillov and Leviatkin, who I now have the pleasure of claiming as my brother-in-law, promised to keep quiet about it.
I don't mean that you're so relaxed about it. But good. Listen, you weren't forced into that marriage, were you?
No, no one forced me into it.
She constantly chatters to me about a baby.
She talks about her baby. It's the first I've heard of it. She never had a baby and couldn't have.
Maria is a virgin.
Yes, that's just what I thought. Listen,
what's wrong with you, Shatov?
Do you know why you do all this? And why you're so set on punishing yourself now?
Your question is a malicious one, but I'm going to surprise you. I do know why I got married then, and why I am bent on such a punishment now, as you say.
Well, let's leave it. We'll talk about it later. Let's talk about the main thing that's on my mind. I've been waiting 2 years for you.
Yes?
I couldn't stop thinking about you and the ideas we discussed. You are the only man who could make things happen. I wrote to you about it from America.
Yes, I remember your long letter very well.
Sit down.
Please remember that I was about to ask you an important favor concerning...
I was the pupil and you were the teacher. You said every people is only a people so long as it has its own God and excludes all other gods on earth without conciliation. That it will conquer and drive out of the world all other gods. Such from the beginning of time has been the belief of all great nations, all who have been leaders of humanity. You taught me that. I've been waiting here for 2 years for you. You. Only you can raise that flag!
For some reason I can't quite understand. Everyone keeps foisting a flag on me. Peter, too, is convinced that I might raise the flag. He believes that I'm capable of playing the part of the leader of the peasant revolt for them. Given my extraordinary aptitude...